live from the 6th sub-floor basement of the Guys, Games, and Beer Tower. It's the Guys, Games, and Beer Show!
Hey!
We actually hit some harmonics there.
Guys, Games, and Beer's playing, just so you know.
Cool.
That's totally the alert that he got. I'm making that up, really.
Yeah.
Does anybody here subscribe to our podcast? No.
Yeah, I do.
On which platform?
Yeah,
MySpace or
yeah, MySpace.
I have Substack.
We have
for
a,
me. I should
Substack.
Have
Substack. Substack. Live on MySpace. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
I download mine from Usenet or whatever that was called back in the day.
Thank you. Usenet is correct. Still,
that's
yeah.
clear. That's fair.
We've been on long enough, we attach
every week and send it off of Usenet, and every BBS like uploads it in.
To bring back our Brazilian audience, we're going to talk about the Sega Master System, which you can buy brand new in box out of Brazil. It is very exciting.
Yeah, I just picked all that up and we're now streaming on all the Brazilian stations.
Well, we were before, so why not now?
I want to get back on the
Sega
radio.
Again.
That's so odd. We were playing
radio.
We were playing on some radio. What the hell's with that? Some radio station
the
South
Brazilian
America.
Radio.
It's a Drunk American podcast. God, we've had a varied history.
Drunk American.
You know what we're like? I'm not gonna name them. We're like some shows that like used to be really popular, like back in the '80s on local television, and like are still around, like showing up on the internet today. I'm not naming.
Yeah, but you know what? They might hit their stride. We might hit their stride in the like year like 30. Like,
I'd actually like to get them on the show. We tried. Yeah, I was trying to avoid saying Spangoolie.
Really,
Thank you for saying
it.
We did try to get Spangoolie on.
Advertisers still pay to that, though, right? Like
they do.
Keeping them on.
Yeah, the locals love them. And that,
but I
me
feel
included,
like there was a real
way.
Lull in the 90s on the Spangoolie interest.
And 2000s and 2010s. But now he's...
Now he's cranking.
Yeah, now he's
this got cable's Spangoolie. Really expensive, and people just turn their antennas back on, right?
I don't think there's even, like... I think it's just YouTube now, isn't it? Does he still have,
no.
like, is
no,
he still on, like, the actual
is
show?
Is it MeTV? Yeah, I think he's on MeTV.
That's fair. That's fair. But, I mean, YouTube is, like...
MeTV's dominating. They have secondary
YouTube is the place
stations.
To be. Podcasts are the place to be.
MeTV cartoons.
There's only, like, 1 million of them.
I'm almost willing to get rid of cable because of that channel.
That is a good channel.
I don't have cable. Like... I haven't had it in years.
Yeah, but
did I tell you about this?
Equivalent, you know,
all right, so we're gonna go off topic for sure. But I was off doing
an audit.
I was off doing an audit in Minnesota, and I hadn't watched cable in years, and that's all I had at the hotel I was at, the cut rate hotel I was at, and I watched cable, and I suddenly realized why people have the worldview they have. If you watch nothing but cable, my God, is this world a scary and depressing place. It is terrifying. None of the good gets through to cable.
As opposed to if you spend most of your time watching Call of Duty, Doom where
scrolling.
It's just
Rob swearing
and flowers everywhere.
Yeah, I was on a run yesterday. Like, damn it. Why am I even going to buy 7? It's going to be the same crap. Damn aimbots. You got two classes of people. There's people who are like claiming everybody cheats on it, and then there's people who claim nobody cheats, and you know they're the cheaters because like 136,000 bans by the beginning of this year in Black Ops 6 alone. That's insane. How sad are you? Not you, but I mean people that are cheating in it. It's like ridiculous.
Say, if we're asking how sad am I have clinical depression.
I've got a prescription
for medication.
I'm on this damn show. That tells you how to.
No,
I've
this
got
is
it.
What this is what helps me with my depression.
This is part of my media empire. That's how bad this shit is for me. Anyway,
you know, I was thinking Call of Duty has a They have like the World War II version, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. One. I like that one.
Do they have a campaign where it's, you know, post surrender, where you're like trying to find out if you're still supposed to battle?
No, but that would be
nobody
good.
Told
press,
me
press button to continue.
press X platoon.
It's like it's like those quick action things. Press Y to just play cards with the enemy. press X to go home.
Like one of the saddest things I read about was like the last guy to die in Germany in World War II was like 2 weeks after surrender, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, God damn it.
Why? You know?
Dude didn't know.
Well, but yeah, the groups that
or
were...
Or didn't care.
The groups that were still fighting, it was like, you know, it was, you know, the Axis and Allies were still fighting, and they had just not gotten word yet that they were... They could
There's just
stop
too many
now.
Towns down there.
There was a guy in the 80s in
like,
Japan.
Son of a bitch.
Well, remember the guy in the 80s in Japan?
No,
yeah, that thought the war was still on. World War II. He'd been living
in the
Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. He's a Japanese guy, though. Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
Wait, he moved and never, like, he was.
Yeah.
Dropped,
he was still fighting the war, man. It was still happening.
There was like three of them, actually, until one ended up getting shot and killed. I think one got sick.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's messed up.
There's a dollop about it.
I'm watching that one. Oh, well, listening to that one.
So you just, like, hang out because, like, I'm.
God, I love the
dollop. He didn't believe them. They were dropping pamphlets.
God,
and
I love the dollop.
I'm like, hey, please go.
This is
over.
Propaganda.
Where's this?
That's really what he thought. Just trying to get to me.
The dollop is basically guys, games, and beer if they had any guidance whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Basically it. It's stream of conscious. I like it. Anyway,
and
so watch
funny.
The dollop instead of watching this shit. This is. You know why? Today's topic is Halloween. Our favorite games of
Halloween,
and I think it's going to be... And I love Halloween, too. I think most of the group loves Halloween.
And Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number one band ever
in
some communities.
Yeah,
those said no, get it.
And now I get like, sponsored by in my Facebook feed of Halloween. If you didn't know that.
It's so bad,
he mentioned it once in a chat, and...
It's got to be so bad having herpes now because you know you're getting like all those herpes.
Turn off my phone.
I just said herpes. Now that's going to show up.
Wait a minute. As best I can tell from the commercials, the happiest people on earth are the ones that have herpes.
Oh, well. Hey,
they are doing things. They're bike riding. They're kayaking.
Hey,
they're,
gonorrhea.
They're having a hell of a time.
Space herpes.
Gonorrhea is up 50% in the UK.
Oh.
Does it see how happy people are? Like, no. I just got something on TikTok that was like shocking things to know. And then it was like one of them was like, gonorrhea is up 50% in the UK. And I went, bullshit, I'm going to check this. And then went, fuck, it actually is correct.
Now, to be fair.
Bloody hell.
To be fair. If there were 100 cases the entire year of the entire populace of the UK, and it went up to 150, that would be 50%.
Yeah, maybe it's lower than ours. maybe it's still like by percentage, like
I
way lower than ours. And we're just bragging about nothing.
I don't remember the numbers. I just was like, wow,
oh,
it actually has gone up 50%. This is actually a medical review.
The question... Well, now that we've talked about all the venereal diseases, let's talk a little bit about our Halloween games. Who'd like to start?
Well, I'll start with this delightful.
Good game.
Board game.
I should not have
right
clapped.
Here.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it's
mic.
A tile game that creates a board, but it's always moving. That's why it's essential that it's a tile, because it moves around. And it moves around based on player actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a game that takes
about 15 minutes. Is that Twilight Studios or?
It is Twilight Creations
Inc. It's the same people that did Zombies.
It's actually really awesome. It's 2 to 6 players. It says it takes about a half hour. However, if you have six skilled players, it takes approximately 4 days.
We finished it in like, what, 20 minutes, I think?
Well, I mean, it all depends, because you can get lucky. But so the way the game works is you lay out what you're going to do for the next three rounds all at the same time. You don't reveal at the same time, but they're locked in. You lock in what's going to happen on your turn for the next three rounds. And so you're spending a lot of time. Does he think that I know that he thinks that I, you know, because you can decide to move a tile or something. The idea of the game is to be the first one. So you're a bunch of stupid kids. Let's call them Mystery Inc. And you go into some sort of scary, spooky situation. Let's call it a haunting mansion and our haunting house, and the it goes badly. It turns out it really is haunted, and the object is to get out first and, well, screw everyone else. So
it's not a man in a mask.
No, it's not Mr. Whipple in a mask. It's not,
but yet still.
No, it's Velma. And in fact, the Velma. There are some expansions, and the one fun expansion of it is so you have the base floor, but then you also get a second floor and a third floor are the expansions, and ghosts can catch and kill one of the players, then they become a ghost. Then their winning condition changes. Their winning condition is to get to the attic before anybody leaves. So it's, and you actually change out the pieces and stuff. So you have a opaque little guy that you're moving around, and once you become a ghost, you get a translucent one. So, you know, it's actually really well done. It's pretty simple. There aren't a lot of rules and stuff, but it
is one of the ways to escape the building through the attic.
You should. Okay.
Because there's...
Not for the players. Okay. I mean, not for the non-ghosts.
Because nothing says trying to escape a building by jumping out through the highest window.
Yeah.
And not break your legs.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically on your turn, you can lay out cards that are basically...
That should happen.
Basically, you can move a tile, you can flip a tile, whatever. But if I move a tile, now it's his turn, and he can flip a tile, he can flip that. And now whatever I was planning to do just got all messed up because...
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, how do I do this, you know, so that I... And so there are a few cards you can put in where if somebody's looking at you and you're like, you're a couple steps away and they're like, oh, this is how I'm going to block you. There are a couple, like, bombs you can throw in there and mess up their plan. And that's where you end up with the does he think that I think that he thinks kind of approach to things. And like I said, if you get really tactical people sitting there playing it, it could take a long time. You get a bunch of drunks playing it. It's done in 15 minutes because they've lost interest.
Yeah. It's quality game. We played two rounds, didn't we, last time?
I think so.
Yeah, we played around.
And to be honest, it's not a particularly expensive game. You know, it's light, so you know that it's can only be
charged by the pound rule.
Charged by the pound rule. It's probably about, you know, maybe 3 pounds, probably 2 pounds. So you're talking between $20 and $30, and that's probably what it still is.
Well, Larry, I will tell you this, that it doesn't only take drunk assholes losing interest to also make a game short. The one time I've played that game, I was very drunk, and that made me not care about playing or lose interest in playing. It made me go, I'm just going to start doing random-ass shit. And
it's about the same thing. It's very similar.
Yes, but I was. I thought I was trying to do stuff.
Yeah, drunk you thought.
I accidentally won.
That is actually what happened. Because I was doing what I thought was smart stuff, but was actually random-ass shit.
Drunk self does awesome stuff, but...
I confused everyone in the game of what I was trying to do and ended up winning.
That is an illogical move, sir. I'm over to like Spock. That is an illogical move, sir.
Most illogical. was that, Deuce Spock?
It's a fun game. It's a fun game that I think you pull out at Halloween. You got a Halloween party. It's a quick play, generally speaking. So if you got a Halloween party or something like that going on, people wouldn't have to invest too much into it. The rules are quick to explain, so it works really well for a good Halloween game. There you go.
Nice. Agreed. Good game. Next.
I'll go.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure I said the same thing last year, but I was just hanging out with some friends yesterday, and we were talking about it, and we were talking about getting back into it because we hadn't been able to play for a while, but Phasmophobia is my Halloween game. It's a game that I'd say you need to give it time before you can really get into it, before it's fun. First few times I played it, I fucking hated it, but my friend Brad was really into it, and he kept pestering me, so I kept playing, but once you start learning the ghosts and the abilities and stuff, it actually becomes a lot more fun, especially playing on the higher difficulties like Nightmare, where you don't get all the evidence and you have to figure out still what the fucking ghost is.
Yeah, you don't get all the evidence and there is no safety period. They can start haunting right away.
Yep. So it's just a lot of fun. This is a good game to play with your friends. Like, because, again, you can also fuck with your friends, kill your friends, by doing things like locking them in the room with the ghost.
Kill your friends! Oh, wait.
Hey,
I mean, just
you lost it there for a second.
Hey, I used the monkey paw to bring back a friend. I forgot at that time that when you use the monkey paw to bring back your friend, you die.
Nope. There's a 50-50 chance.
Okay, then I've just hit that 50-50 chance every single time.
Yeah, that happens.
See, I thought the monkey paw was more subtle than that. It just kind of, like the true monkey paw story.
Right. Yeah.
It's more about just sort of
unexpected consequences.
Yeah, screwing you over, sort of.
Basically the used car salesman of Talisman.
Yeah.
Well, you have a BMW. However, it has a blown head gasket.
Whenever I've played
and the muffler's
that
off.
Game, which I would agree that you need to give it time as well, I've been screwed over by the monkey paw, but I have great luck with the tarot cards.
I would assume you'd be screwed over by the monkey paw. That just seems right. Like, what would shock me is if the monkey paw gave you good shit. That would surprise me.
You need Rick to take all the curses off.
Yes! Curse, what is it? Curse Purge Plus. Yeah, Curse Purge Plus. Plus. Freaking hilarious. God, that was good.
So this is one of these games
Larry looked confused, so we gotta explain it. There was a... There was a Stephen King-esque.
Rick and Morty. These two and Rick and Morty.
Well, we love the Rick
and
Morty.
That show sucks.
Needful Things knockoff guy.
You need
and
this
he was
thing,
selling
so like...
stuff, and Rick got pissed at him, so he started purging all of his curses off items across his business was across the street.
Good episode.
So like it was good.
Down the rabbit hole.
Or is that the sin where the fingers, every time you do a wish, the fingers go...
Well, that was... Yeah. That was
that was in there.
Wait a minute. I think you're crossing anime because it's absolutely in a Halloween horror for The Simpsons.
Yeah, but I think they had it actually
there was a monkey spot that you used to save him.
So Rick and Morty stole from The Simpsons. Well, basically, as a Family Guy pointed out, yeah, we're mostly all stealing from
but
The Simpsons. And then The Simpsons... yeah, unless you're Steve Allen.
I mean, they stole from the monkey paw, so.
But all the items were pretty much things that we'd seen in some kind of show or something. That
yeah, but Rick and Morty will occasionally, you know, make fun of the fact that they
read
the Simpsons.
The
this is some Simpsons
monkey
bullshit.
Ball story.
Yeah. Yeah, it was required reading at my high school, yeah.
I have, too. I was just curious how many people have. Is that still required reading in, like,
it should be.
Seventh grade?
You should know about
like
these
that.
Things. They would learn there's no free ride.
It's a short story, only a few pages.
I went to Catholic grade school. They probably didn't want us reading stuff.
Oh, yeah, something about magic and stuff.
All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Magic.
I'm just going to end his with, it looks like Phasmophobia is an early access game from 2020 that we'll actually have a full release next year.
Yep.
On the Switch?
Really? It's an early access.
Switch 2! Everything's the Switch 2!
I thought it was a Switch full-out game.
So I failed at my
research,
because this was supposed to be my Halloween game.
All right!
And I didn't get to play.
I see it's still in this.
Yeah, I like that game.
And we're going to open it. But it is
great. Ooh, it's an unboxing, everybody.
It's a game.
And you know what's going to be in there? Nothing.
Except
it sucks. So it's a game for the Switch. It has been out since 2018, apparently, so of course it's going to be on the Switch.
Wait, how long has that been on your shelf?
I just got it because I wanted to play it this Halloween.
Oh, okay.
It comes with three chances.
You might do that as a live stream.
So it's called Graveyard Keeper.
And look at that. It comes with almost nothing.
It's in the style of like one of those like Stardew Valley or whatever, where like, what are they called? Like a cozy game?
Yep.
But you're in charge of the graveyard.
Ooh, I just bought Stardew Valley.
It's kind of like you know Atari published that, right?
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, see the Atari emblem right there?
Yeah, Atari's publishing it.
I mean, I'm not great at those games. I thought if I was going to take care of anything, graveyard sounds like a fun thing to take care of.
Interesting.
Like, I think you have to, like, I don't know, make the whoever's buried happy with making their grave sites look nice and make room for more bodies. So as bodies come in, you have to bury them and give them a headstone and stuff like that.
And you
of course,
advance?
As the game gets more advanced.
You sell the meat.
You sell
you do. I've played it.
I did watch a video where, like, if there's a body you don't want to take care of, you just throw it in the river.
You can sell. I know that you can sell it for meat. You can package it as meat and sell it to the local bar. Once you got a stamp, you can stamp it as U.S. Well, I don't think it's USDA, but you can stamp it with a meat stamp. And that's a good game.
So I think there's like a little skull that helps you around to get you going and give you ideas.
Dude, was that on sale on Amazon?
That's why I got it, because it was cheap. So that also goes along with, is it a cheap Switch game? Yeah, I'll buy that. So, but it just seemed like a fun, like, this time of year kind of game. So, like,
that's a good
planting flowers and whatever.
Oh, my God, it's a great deal.
On Steam?
Is it, like, 15 or something?
Yeah, it's 20.
20, yeah.
Still, that's a great deal.
But, for a full...
Your version of great deal.
$20? Games are $70 now. I will take a Graveyard Keeper
that
I can play for a month.
$70 download. Not I get the software. I get the thing. It is download, and they're saying you don't own it. I will take $20.
This kind of looks kind of cool.
It does.
It's like a... Let's see if I can read just a quick
look. One. Quest and Corpse.
I'm just saying, awesome game.
It's a graveyard keeping management simulation game.
I'm kind of jealous you got.
Player becomes the recipient of a plot of land, including
a
small graveyard once owned by its predecessor near the small town. Summary date plot.
It's got all the DLCs on it.
Boulders, trees, stumps, weeds, and the player must work to clean them up in order to restart its operation as a graveyard.
All right, so.
That's a good game.
Comment though, I would prefer this like with a little booklet in it of maybe some of the art and stuff like that.
I hate to tell you this, but
that's
a Nintendo Switch.
I only buy
not Evercade, buddy.
I only buy hard.
You should maybe get an Evercade, sir.
Yeah, I only buy
maybe like
Switch
manuals.
Games that have like a little booklet.
So you have like three of them.
I have like a dozen.
But they're all like boxes this big because they're
like,
the Ultimate Edition.
He does the box check. He's like, a regular Switch game with no mail is probably about this weight.
Yeah.
It's got a good manual.
Yeah.
I think
you're
that's fair.
Feel that weight of that.
I think that's fair.
I want something. I'm buying physical. I want to buy physical, right? So I want to. Let's get physical.
I'm just wondering, whoever came with the idea that...
Let me hear your dead body talk.
No, nobody wants it. Nobody wants these things when there's obviously a place to put a manual
They're assholes.
They can put some cool, sweet cards in there or something with some stats.
I charged you $60 for this game and I didn't even give you all... Yeah, Bellatro gave you cards and a little book.
It's questionable.
Graveyard
game
Keeper
could have
given you some
tombstones.
But I bought... Tombstones.
Perky little things.
It had a manual.
Because it came in a box like that, and it had a, like, 200-page
book. Oh, it came with an extra game, didn't it, or something like that?
No, it came with a 200-page book of all the artwork.
Okay.
Like, in a bigger form and stuff, you know? It's like, yeah. And you got that game for me with the poster and everything.
Oh, I love
that
posters.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, I love
so,
posters.
You know.
Must buy Larry Game.
I'm a big.
Otherwise, a big buy this on Steam.
Buy it on Steam? No, because I'm going to lose my Steam library someday. I know it.
Yeah, I know. Someday Steam's going to go
I'm going to be like, when I hit that age of like, what's two-factor authentication?
I cannot imagine the old fucking codgers in Congress mailing out Steam. It's too big. It's too big.
I used to play on Steam, you know, when I wore an onion on my belt, which was the fashion at the time.
All right, Jacob.
Pull off your grandpa now.
Jacob, what's yours, for God's sake?
I can totally do it.
Well, mine is not exactly Halloween, but yet it is, I guess you could say, spooky-esque. It's Hades 2.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I've been playing a lot of Hades 2, which, just like Phasmophobia, you do need to take some time to get going into it, because, what is the term?
I do feel like Underworld fits with Halloween just fine.
Okay.
On Amazon, people usually keep that item, by the way, Graveyard Keeper.
So therefore, you are, it is roguelike? It's the one where...
It's roguish.
Yeah, it's roguish. There. That's what I just prefer, is I...
Roguelike's fair enough. That's a good term. I don't like roguelite.
Yeah, it's...
That one pisses me off.
It's where you get... you have to restart, and you have to keep going because you die, but yet you progress more and more and more as you die more and more, because you learn enemies' fighting styles. You gain more resources to be able to get more better abilities and other things. So, yeah, when you start off, and you may not even get to the end of the first location, as they put it. You might not even get to that boss. You might get two or three zones in and get your ass handed to you by a person.
A dead person.
Yeah.
Probably a demon.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It's like the idea of what movie that was. Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
You know, where like every time he comes back, he can make it a little further because he knows the things and he's stronger. Yeah.
But the name of that film, that isn't actually the name, right?
No, it's something else.
But it was supposed to be named that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they for some reason didn't like it, which was
kind
perfect.
Of where each time you die, you might have more that helps you for the next time.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what was great about Hades.
Yeah,
the first one.
Not bad in
3D,
by the way.
I haven't played Hades 1 yet.
Yeah.
But yet, I've been playing Hades 2, and it's just like, okay. I have now figured out which items that I want, or keepsakes as they call them. Beer went down the hole.
I'm getting that in 3D.
But what keepsakes I want to take into the first section, first location, and then when I can change them up, I then get this other one, and then once I've used that one, I go and grab a third one, and I can then be like, okay, I'm now having this nice rhythm, as well as understanding of what different weapons do, which weapons I like, which weapons I don't like. I fucking hate the skulls because they're a limited resource, long-ranged weapon. That makes no sense to me. If you're going to limit me to long-range weapons, why are you making it limited resource?
I don't know.
I have plenty of other.
You know, we have no context of response, so.
I'm asking the audience.
Is it a pile of skulls, and you can only throw so many? And
yeah, you like, only get
there's
six.
There's like 10 there, and.
You only get six, maybe, but it's more. It was more the rhetorical question.
Oh.
And or people well, to, you
so
know,
you expecting actual input
to any of our listeners that actually watch it and be like, and then they can, you know, yell at me online. Because
well, people listen to it, but nobody watches it.
No.
Well, they do later, but not a lot of them.
But, no, I really enjoy it, and you can do so much. And if you actually figure out how to get certain abilities to work with each other, and then the blessings that you get from the gods to do various other things, you can get them to synergize mm-hmm. with each other. But again, that's all random that you're yeah. getting. So no then, run is the same.
No, that's what's kind of like, oh, I wish I would, if I would have had this thing with this thing, it would be so much easier. That's kind of like some of those games work. But
yeah.
no, they gave me something that doesn't work quite right with that.
Yeah. There
because
have,
it's random.
Yeah. There have been times where
yeah.
trying to use my channel abilities don't work at all. I don't understand them. They require you to sit for too long to charge it up to be able to hit with something big. And I'm going, no. Like, with all the things that are coming at me, I need to be moving and constantly zipping around, and maybe that's what also makes my ADHD brain happy, is that I'm going, okay, we are moving, we are progressing, and I have to be doing multiple different things.
What was that game again?
Hades 2.
I like the way that happened. It's like, you just kind of, I got so into the description of it that I absolutely lose track. You were describing. You did a good job.
Now
yeah.
describing that. Yeah.
Now I don't know if they still have it, but yet there was a deal that they had going on when it first released, that on Steam that it was for $20, and you got Hades 2 and Hades 1.
Sam Adams.
Oh, to get two and one.
Wait,
yeah. Two and one.
That way the people who bought Hades 1 at full price feel extra screwed.
Yes.
Which I did, and I do. File opener? Somebody's got one.
Nope, the bundle's only 10% off now.
Thanks.
So
okay,
thank
you.
Went away, I think.
So I got a ridiculously good deal for buying the game, because it was $20. Came out to, I think, $24 something at the end of it. And I got both games. And I was told, yeah, you'll learn a lot more stuff of like Hades 1. But yet, they've improved so much in Hades 2. And I'm going, well, I started playing with this because I didn't know that I got the first one. Until I had already been playing the second one for a while.
Damn, I've been playing two for a while, and none of what you're... One.
I didn't even know there was a one.
Wait, what? What?
Sometimes there's interesting facts of, like, playing a second game first, and then going back to the first, that there's, like, they've added stuff that makes the second one more interesting or cool, but then you find that things that worked really well in one. Because, like, you can't just make one, two, and just keep them completely the same, like...
Also,
yeah.
I would have downloaded one and started.
No, that's some early 2000s crap right there.
And started there.
Yeah.
But I did not know that when I bought it, that it came with.
Yeah. No, you're gonna enjoy that
one. So.
Is that
yeah,
PBR
but there's
light
a
out?
There's
what?
A risk.
Is that PBR light off? It's driving me nuts. It's off, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
It's off.
Okay, that's not the point right now.
It is.
By the way,
it's important.
The changing things between one and two, there is a risk there. But that's for a whole different episode.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The dramatic change.
Yeah,
now,
turn that
but
off.
So Ryan had this sitting here, and I just was casually looking at it. And there's downloadable content that
it's got the bonuses.
But you know what I like about it the best? Is it's old school Old school license avoidance. Yeah. So the downloadable content is Breaking Dead, Game of Crone, and Stranger Sins.
I like it. I like it.
With artwork so, that's similar to...
Using public domain. Using public domain.
Back to... You heard of Mary Poppins?
Using, yes.
I know. I don't like... So back in the early days of video games, they used to be super great thing. The only game that I know of that ever lost was the Odyssey Munch game.
Oh, they lost their ass on that one.
It's the only game that's ever lost.
Full power of Atari on them on that.
Yeah, because every other instance has been, nope, fair use, bitches.
And Namco's just kind of like, eh, meh.
But not that game, not KC.
No, but Atari was the one that sued them, so because they had rights to it. That was a mess. It still is, I'm sure. But anyway, it doesn't matter as much having the arcade home rights.
Well, hopefully we've given you a few inspirational ideas for Halloween, and we hope that you have an amazing Halloween.
We do, but first, I'm going to cover my game. What the fuck?
You know what? Here's the thing.
Well, thank God. That's exactly why I kept control of the button. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. That's because I talked so damn much during the whole thing. Who'd have thought I didn't mention mine? Anyway. All right, I'm going to mention mine because I like it. Costume Quest 2. I'm gonna bring up. Might as well play Costume Quest 1 before you play it. Costume Quest 2, it is the only, by the way, pro cavity game I think I have ever played in my life. The antagonist is a dentist who goes back in time to destroy Halloween.
So they stole the Bob Burgers
episode. Okay. Here, it's probably, I think it's older than. Yeah, it's got to be close. It probably predates the Bob's Burgers episode.
I mean, you know
glad
the episode.
You said
yeah, I mean, I literally watch it over in a loop. I love that show.
Rob,
I dressed as Bob last year at Halloween. Okay.
Glad that you mentioned that it was a dentist, because when you said pro-cavity, I went, is this game taking place in prison?
Some of it. Well, school. What's the difference? But anyway, yeah. So basically, you a crazy dentist gets hold of the ability to manipulate time, goes back in time, stops Halloween from happening, outlaws it, and you
saves teeth for the rest of existence. Game over.
Yep. Except.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? How do you look at this? Some meddling kids.
And he got away with it if it wasn't for the meddling kids.
Go back in time to undo his nefarious deeds. In a very final...
Who's Skynet in this situation?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Hey, the kids are played as the protagonist.
Usually whoever goes back first is the bad guy.
Yes,
just as a
that
rule,
would be,
as an idea.
It would be the dentist.
However... In Terminator, it actually is reversed.
Well, the first... Yeah, it's only in scenes, the first one that you see that goes back in time, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You see the Terminator come in first.
I don't think so.
Wait, do you?
No,
you do. Do you... Oh, my God. Do you see Reese come in first?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. Anyway. Wow, that was a good... We could do a whole episode. Who's the bad guy in time travel? We got to do an episode on that.
Usually it is
who's the bad guy
first, because they're motivated.
We need
to
a
go back
God bless it. We need a spreadsheet on this. Somebody get AI at work now. Anyway, so Costume Quest 2, it's a lot like Final Fantasy 7. A lot like the original Final Fantasy 7. It plays a lot like it. It's It is well written.
So you dress in has a good to sense to seduce a guy at a strip club?
Not so far.
So
okay.
Especially since you're a child, that would be very bad.
So it's funny. So Costume Quest 2. So there was a 1.
1's excellent as well, but I've been playing 2 lately. So.
Okay. The reason I mentioned it, I swear you mentioned this 1 last year.
I probably mentioned 1.
And I bought it the next day.
You didn't play it, did you?
I did.
Costume Quest 1 is definitely worth a play, by the way.
I was hoping for Costume Quest 3 by now.
But I know.
No. I'm not sure what happened because 2011 and 2014, so
it could
be like a super 3D version.
It could
that
happen.
Comes out.
It could still happen. I mean,
it could still happen.
They're still in business.
It's a company that makes Psychonauts.
Yeah, it takes them a long time to make games. So
oh, Double Fine Studios.
Happen. Yeah, Double Fine made it.
Oh,
and that is reason enough to buy it. But it is. I've been playing it, and it's absolutely an excellent Halloween game. It features trick-or-treating. You do trick-or-treat. So you do go, like, from house to house in much of the game, and by the way, 1 as well. And you get either a treat, which is you get a bunch of candy, which you can use to buy upgrades, or you get a trick, which is a battle.
See, I feel like that's not right. Because the whole trick-or-treat, the whole idea, trick-or-treat is a threat. You either give me a treat,
so it kind of matters.
Or later I'm going to come back to your house.
I've been
and you're going to get a trick.
I've been stabbing teenagers that come up to my house for years for no reason? Is that what you're saying, Larry?
No, yeah, you're doing it
damn
wrong.
It.
It's supposed to be, it's a threat. It is literally a threat.
What an absolute
trick or treat
waste.
Is a threat.
Actually, in the movie, it definitely is. In the trick or treat movie, it definitely is.
Yeah, it's a threat.
Yeah,
it's a threat.
It's a threat.
You either give me
be
candy,
a treat.
Or you're getting a trick later. So you decide. This is your big opportunity.
The flaming bag.
And then people,
and it never works
and
out
then,
for the
and
deuce
then
that doesn't
what,
give
what would happen is you would get your house egged or if you denied the treat.
Or they killed your significant Churches. Other.
Yeah.
And
so it's a mean.
Buried your baby.
It's a
it's
mean,
terrible.
Wonderful, traditional children's holiday
mm-hmm.
where the children take
that's
over
about
the
right.
world.
It's about right. Nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
They burn shit in the middle of the street.
So in this case, they're actually saving the world, just so you know. I mean, they're, well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, the world's better, I guess, with trick or treat, according to Costume Quest.
I mean, yeah.
But the game's great.
Otherwise, you're
so,
killed by a sucker by that weird thing that just comes to your house and shoves it in your face.
Yeah. Did you watch Trick or Treat?
Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone, just at least put out a pumpkin for your own safety.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I was lazy this year. Like, all of our, like, Halloween decorations are, like,
they can be lame decorations.
I got
but
one
you must,
reaper when you come into
you
the basement.
Must, you must honor
a,
the holiday.
And I do have a pumpkin.
Okay, good.
That I put one of those changing, like, programmable lights in.
The crazy thing will pass your house.
Like real pumpkin.
And I have a real pumpkin that I have not cut up yet, but will be cut up by Halloween.
I live in an apartment.
I watch a lot of horror
movies. Second
so.
Floor.
So. I wanted to add that I was looking to see if this was available for Nintendo Switch. And this is why we can't trust
it's
AI.
It's for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
It only came out on the Wii U.
So it says...
I know this because somebody asked me during a live stream.
There's no official
look it up.
Version Wait, of Costume right. Quest 2 on Nintendo Switch. Okay, there's no official. Costume Quest 1 originally is on other platforms. So they're talking about the first one. PS3, 360, PC, but not Nintendo Switch. If you just ask about Costume Quest... First thing it says, Costume Quest is available on Nintendo Switch.
Well,
damn
I mean,
AI!
To be fair, that's the instant answer. I mean, it should everything's on the Switch, right?
Yeah.
I cannot believe that
but,
Costume Quest 1 and 2 are not
the
on the Switch.
AI
it should be
overview,
a double pack.
But written differently.
So Double Fine, if you put Costume Quest 1 and 2 on a Switch, on the Switch, like as a cartridge, I will buy it instantly.
The
that's an
last
instant
time
me.
You mentioned this, I did buy it and I did enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
so right now you can buy 1 and 2.
But I mentioned 1. I did not mention 2.
Oh, all right. Then.
Costume Quest 2 is $6 by itself, or you can buy the bundle
actually,
of 1 and 2 for $4.
It is currently down to $3.99 on sale.
Oh, 1 cent. I meant $3.99.
Really?
Well, we can't
you
afford
haven't been
this.
To a Quick Trip in a while. It'd be $3.95.
Oh.
Pennies are dead.
Screw you, pennies.
Well, it does cost us 3.5 cents to mint one penny.
Yeah, look at how much it costs us to make a new wing. Anyway, I'm
yeah,
done.
Before I get on a tangent about pennies.
I guess I'm gonna finish it. Okay. Yes, thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer or listening to Guys, Games, and Beer. We really do appreciate it. You
Wait,
can check us out.
This might be the only year that when that weird guy wraps up, probably a dentist, wraps up like 5 or 10 pennies in some tape and throws it in your bag, that it's valuable.
Because
it's the end of pennies.
Isn't that weird, though? I remember getting those.
I'm keeping those jars of pennies that my grandpa kept.
There was a person in our neighborhood that used to give away, like, those toys out of quarter machines, too. Oh. Remember when there used to be those quarter? Ball? Yeah, and they but they it wouldn't be the ball. It would just, they'd hand them out. It's
no,
really
they,
weird.
They, no, they, I mean,
they just
their,
bought them in mass.
They had to return
yeah,
the pong.
Yeah.
So it's a gotcha
pong. Deposit. Back in my day, we used to return that for a deposit. I'd get dollar back. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm going to lie about everything. I hope to God my grandkids like invite me to their school. I'm going to lie about everything. We used to resell shoes by ourselves.
The upside is you'll
anyway.
Still be more truthful than Fox News.
Oh, God.
They are not
trying to avoid that.
They're not even listed as news
I mean,
anymore.
I mean.
They're not even listed as news.
Nothing
they
to see here.
As infotainment.
They argued that in court, actually. What? They actually argued that they were entertainment in court. But anyway, We're done with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. Anyway, right. I want to thank you guys very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. You can check us out at www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer.
That's what AI told you to do. This would work.
Where we live stream the podcast. Because who wouldn't want to catch this live? You want the unedited version. But... all the podcasting places, including iTunes, have us. If you're interested in listening to us afterwards, which you probably are right now, by the way.
But
guess what? You can go to www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. God, I got to burp so bad. anyway, you go there and you can check out the Dankest in Memes by Master Memetology Dallas. And also, Larry wants you to know that we have Gamesgiving Expo coming up on Black Friday. That's right, Black Friday.
And
take
Saturday.
A look. Do we have it posted on our website right now? Go to GamesgivingExpo.com, and you can check us out there.
This is our
it's us.
You
it's actually
know
us.
This better.
I should know this better. I should be way better at my job than I am, especially after like a decade or two.
Oh, we fire them, but we don't want to work that hard.
The only thing saving my job is the fact that I'm the only one who knows the password for the damn podcast site.
But, yes, Gamesgiving.
I don't
want
I guard it like beer. Fort Knox.
Hey, man, go out there, and if you're interested in anything, you're going to... yeah, grab a ticket, man.
Yeah, we're gonna go pretty serious on this coming up in November. We're gonna really talk about this a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, if you've seen us at MGC, we're gonna be MGC Plus, you know, Midwest Gaming Classic Plus there at Gamesgiving Expo. So if you've seen us at any of our other locations,
us.
Pittsburgh,
not all of MGC,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, us.
If
you've seen
us
at Pittsburgh, if you've seen us. In, oh my God.
In Minnesota.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Maybe you saw us in Madison at Manwood Power.
Or
maybe,
Canada.
Which is much smaller.
Or Canada,
Canada,
Montreal.
Where we got banned.
We didn't get banned. They wanted us back, but, you know, there's...
No, Canada banned us. The event wanted us back. Canada, however, felt that we were smuggling cocaine. Anyway. Americans, it's racist. You know, it's racist.
Yeah,
it's racist. We don't all smuggle cocaine. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. Needs a beer. We'll be